Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Monday, March 21st,
2022.
Right. While we're ringing.
Calling Jim Norton right now. He's performing at Cobb's Comedy Club this Friday and Saturday. The date today is the 21st, so he's there the 25th and 26th, two shows each night. And he's apparently not going to be on
he's
the
not
show.
Big enough. Well, he has 2 minutes.
Hello.
Okay.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. Hey, I was just recharging everything.
No worries.
That's smart. Look at you, all prepared.
What a pro.
You're a full grown-up now, Jim. I mean.
I know. It's scary.
It is.
So he's got it made, though. You know, you mentioned earlier to him, like, oh, do you want a relationship or whatever? And he was sort of like, well, I'm dating, I'm seeing. And I thought about it. Think about it from this side, looking from this lens about Jim Norton. He's got a successful nationally syndicated morning show.
Yeah.
He's a desired and great stand-up comedian. So he's got all the confidence in the world to get out on any stage, anytime and slay, right?
Yeah.
And he's probably gets to date anyone, anytime he wants, really. He's in New York. He's got
Are the girls just
there.
Flinging that themselves at you, pussy first?
No, not at all. Some of the girls are throwing themselves at me dick first.
Oh.
But no, I would say definitely not
That's
pussy
hot.
First. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, but you do. It's. I mean, if you look at it through the right lens, you're happening, right?
You got to look at it through the right lens, though.
No, I mean, I just mean that whole married with kids is the standard people expect for happiness. And frankly, I'm married with kids. It's frustrating. It's not all, fun and games.
Yeah, I definitely don't want children. I would say I'm doing great if the lens you're looking through is kind of failure. If you're looking through the lens of failure, I am absolutely doing terrific.
No way. That's ridiculous.
No, I'm okay. I'm kidding. I'm happy with life the way it is. I am actually really happy. But no, I don't think I'm ready for children. I'm not looking for kids.
Is that a hard no, never?
Yeah.
Hold the line, Jim. Hold the line.
I don't think I want it. You know, I'm 53 at this point, and it's not something I've ever felt compelled to do. And I think that you should feel compelled to do it if you're going to do it, because that's such a big thing to do, you know?
What if you were with someone and you, you know, you loved her and she loved you too, and she was like, you know what I need?
Yeah.
Less sex, again, more kids.
That could happen.
It would happen. Oh, you would?
I would just cheat. I would probably just cheat. I'm such a terrible boyfriend. Although with this last girl I'm dating, I'm doing pretty well.
You have a current boo?
Yeah, I mean, it's steadily, and again, steady is when we see each other.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, we sort of touched on it while you were on the main show. Like, Jim does a daily morning show. Then I assume you do this. You promote, at least now that the pandemic's over, now you're going to spend an hour after the show every day talking to radio in the town you're going to visit.
Sure.
And then, I don't know, lunch. And then you have... later in the day, you do a podcast, yeah?
I don't tape one.
Okay.
My tape, normally Monday and Wednesday. We're off today, but I will tape Wednesday. I do another character podcast that I tape on Wednesday nights as well. And every Wednesday, I've been at the Comedy Cellar. I've been doing an hour around the corner. So, yeah, I kind of keep busy. Just keep moving, so there's no time to kind of to screw around and misbehave.
One of the things that you mentioned, and this is... it would be a repeat or sort of a callback to your first time on our podcast, was you used to have a problem when you would do stand up and you'd be touring, you'd show up in a town with a whole day with nothing to do. And it would lead to all kind of
adventures
or nonsense. Yeah. Adventures. Sure. That's the right word. So do you struggle with that now when you get to a town and you've got free time and nothing to do? Are you sort of tempted to go, I don't know, to a hooker or...
No, not at this point. It's like anything else in life. You stop having fun doing it. And it also, it was like what I was really looking for is somebody I wanted to date anyway. I just like sex workers because I prefer the mentality of someone. They're not going to judge me and I don't judge them. You know, I love sex workers.
You can be really direct with what you want and they're a yes or no.
Honestly, what I want is pretty simple. There's nothing crazy about what I want. I just kind of, maybe a little bit.
It's been some things.
But I haven't quite, probably a few years done that, which is amazing for me. But there was no event that happened. I just stopped doing it. And I've remained friends with a lot of the people I used to see. And yes.
Do you think that at your advanced age, you have had a decline in testosterone? That happens. That's a real thing.
100%.
Really?
Not crazy to the point where, like, oh, I don't want sex anymore. Like, I do. But I realize that, like, if I'm out and I'm having dinner and I'm having a great time, it's not the priority. It's not the goal. But by the way, even back then, it wasn't always the goal. I just thought it was supposed to be the goal. So you tell yourself it's the goal half the times when really all you want to do is just kiss somebody and lay with them and watch TV.
Aww.
And you just have to have them pee in your mouth because that's part of what you paid for.
Yes, 100%. What, you do watch TV without a beverage? You have to have a beverage.
I need my hot buttered popcorn.
And there it is, everyone.
You never disappoint.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
So many things.
It is beautiful.
I love about Jim
Very
Norton.
Well done.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I guess that part of me is still there. Yeah.
I'm still thirsty. What, look, he's drinking right now. I'm sure that's just coffee.
Oh yeah, just coffee.
And you're in LA, so you're on the same time as us right now.
I am. Yeah, I'm. I came out on Thursday. I hadn't been out here in 2 years, and again because I'm doing something in San Diego Wednesday, and then I have obviously I'm seeing you guys on Friday night and Saturday night. I wanted to just get out here a little bit and relax and see my manager and some friends that I haven't seen in over 2 years.
Right.
Plus,
it's March in New York, so out here March has a little different flavor.
It does, and plus my apartment, I had mold removed from my apartment.
Oh, no.
So it's gutted. Yeah, but it was black mold, but it wasn't airborne yet, but it was under the floor. But I decided to get taken out because the people who built my building, the windows were terrible. It's been an ongoing saga on my dumb radio show. But I finally got the windows fixed and the mold taken out.
This is an apartment that you own? So it's on you?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
It's on me.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Insurance. trip.
Oh, insurance is taking care of it. So I'm looking at, my son is moving to New York City.
Oh.
You're not, I'm not, I don't need, he's bad enough. I don't need him knowing you. So.
You don't want him to corrupt the kids.
But I'm looking, so, you know, John and I, we like to look at real estate and stuff. So I'm looking at places in New York City and I'm like, holy shit, there's some really nice places. They're cheap. And then I look at what the HOAs are, and the HOAs are like $9,000 a month or $22,000 a month. I'm like, oh, that's why this place is $300,000. Like, what is that about? What is that?
I should probably know this, but I really, at 53, why would I?
Because you own a place in New York.
Wait, is HOA the fees you pay?
Yeah, the monthly kind of like building maintenance and all that shit. What the fuck, Jim? I thought you were going to solve this for me. Oh, you do?
Well, no, I do pay them. There's certain places, it's funny, when I looked in Battery City at one point, but down there, for some reason, there's some weird thing with the land, and it's very expensive in Battery City. So I live on the east side, but my monthly fees for the building are like over $2,000 a month just for the monthly fees. I mean, but maybe if it's different if you rent, but that's, I pay a couple grand a month for maintenance and for taxes. It's expensive, right? And it really sucks.
So are you like in a co-op? Is that what that's called? Like you buy?
No,
oh, you're
I'm
not.
A condo.
You're just a condo.
Yeah, co-op.
Okay.
Yeah. Google would have hurt my co-op options. I mean, let's be honest. They want certain people in the building, and I don't Google well.
Let me Google you real quick. I'm going to just Google you and just see what the first thing pops up.
Right? I don't Google myself.
Jim Norton. I'm Googling Google you myself, right now. So no, Jim Norton. Welcome to the home of eatabullet.com. Not good. No, you're fine. American comedian, radio personality, actor, author, and television and podcast host. Hold on. Let me continue with this. Talking about UFC Unfiltered with Matt Serra. And the morning show, Jim and Sam, Sirius XM. The Chip Chipperson podcast? What the fuck is
that? That's the one he just referenced. Well, he does another podcast, right?
Yeah, but what about
this? It's a character podcast.
The Wednesday
familiar.
Night one? Okay.
Going into a co-op, they want to know everything about you. And like, I just know that like being an entertainer, it's harder to get in.
They don't want notoriety. Right.
They don't. And even, like, honestly, I mean, there's really nothing crazy about me. My life was fairly mundane.
Sure, right. Yeah.
Well, I'm not loud. Let's just say this. I mean it sounds like a faucet. I mean, it's not a particularly loud.
A little bit of sputtering sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Jim. So you mentioned, Sarah mentioned the testosterone thing, and out of curiosity, recently. Yes. I tried what is, I forget the generic name, but it's basically a Viagra. And I'm curious if you've tried that for any reason or maybe if you needed it. I don't know. But
or just for pleasure.
All of the above. Yes, I have. But again, that's another thing I haven't taken in a while because you get addicted to them. Mm. So I stopped taking it. But I used to take them before I'd go on a date just hoping. And then all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're in a rod and you're like, oh, this is terrible. Why did I do this? So yeah, I kind of tapered off on them, but they're a lifesaver in a pinch. They're a lifesaver
in a pinch. Yeah, I found
Blue
it
Chew
to be
is very good. Viagra, Cialis.
I think I just used the generic, but I definitely felt like I function normally, but I'd never in I don't know how many years finished and was still completely there. So I thought, wow, that is impressive.
Yeah, no, I've done that twice in my life. Once I'm finished, I'm done. Like there's no, you know, it might take me a while the first time, but I'm not, forget it. You know, it's like, you just get me a sock and I'm going to roll over and go to sleep. There's no, let's go again.
You're no good for two.
No.
Even with Viagra.
It can be a while.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. He just said it. Really he lasts a long time. That's not me. That's I don't. What do you mean a long? What's a long time for you? 40 minutes?
An hour?
We would definitely be at a crossroads. Our times are not syncing up here. I would say a long 40 minutes for me includes a half hour drive. Probably, you know, 4 or 5 minutes of prep time. 40 minutes.
No. Well, I don't know. You just said it.
You said a long time. I know someone who takes 45 minutes.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
45
no,
minutes of straight humping.
Really?
Supposedly.
Ugh. Is that pleasant or no?
She does not seem into it.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody that wanted something like that.
So you're saying you think 5 minutes is plenty of time, and then that's that? And...
Well, no, longer would be optional. I'm saying 4 minutes with apologies and excuses. I'm not saying that that's an optimal amount of time for anybody, no. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
Yeah, no, you just made it sound there. Like it was, like, torturous, yeah. Like Jim Norton, you know, just going at you for an hour, just on you.
Oh, no. Never.
Well, I have a question for you, Jim. Have you ever had a lady or a partner of any sexual
persuasion.
Orientation ask you to do something yeah. that, and you said, no, I'm not trying that?
Yes, be faithful. I've heard that a few times.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
No, has there anybody? I don't think so, no. I've had a tremendous amount of strange requests and dirty role play, dirty scenarios to be talked about. But no, I don't think I've ever had anything that was so egregious I wouldn't try it. You know what I mean? I mean, as long as you both want to do it, or, right. or as long as she's into it, why not try it? There's been certain things I didn't like as much, but nothing I wouldn't try.
Well, it seems to me as a celebrity that people, a lady or a partner, would seek you out as someone who's very clearly adventurous. I just thought maybe someone came along the way that went, I'm going to make Jim Norton blush.
Oh, like you're a challenge. Interesting.
I've had a lot. You know, it's funny. I've attracted people who have been really dirty with me. But I think that's also because, again, you know how radio is. People kind of really understand who you are. Mm-hmm. And they know they're not going to be judged. Like, I think people know that they can tell me anything and I'm never going to scold them for it.
Right.
Or they're never going to get like, oh, how could that's gross. Or you're twisted. Or you're messed up. Like, I'm always okay with it. So I think I kind of tap into that part of people because they know I'm not going to judge them for it.
Right.
We have kind of a situation. Nice. Sure. That's, you know, they come at you from a place of, you know, I'm not going to judge you and you're not going to judge me.
Yeah.
That's pretty freeing. Yeah. We have like kind of a situation on this show. About 7 months ago, the girl whose camera isn't on, but who I know is listening, she hooked up with someone that she met through this show. In fact, the guy's mom kind of pimped him out. And we found out recently that they have not ever 69'd. And yeah, he made a face. And,
well, it seems tame. It seems like something
I know,
you do.
Right.
You know.
For Jim, that's like, you know.
First base.
First base, right.
Yeah.
First we taste each other's cheeses. And then we move on to each other's buttered popcorn. But so over the weekend, we gave her her assignment was like, do that and report back on your math homework. And she didn't. Maybe you have like, I don't know, pro tips or feelings about this. Like, what do you think's going on here?
You know what? I made a face because I'm surprised they've never tried it. But right. 69, I got to be honest, I think is one of those things where it's at times it's overrated. Like, I've done it many times, but I also don't miss it when I don't do it because you get too distracted.
It's like multitasking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like walking on a treadmill while you're eating a sub. It's like, make up your mind. You're going to do one or the other. I can't concentrate on both ends.
That's your
I think it's a little overrated.
I welcome the distraction myself, but I get what you're saying for sure.
Oh, because you're saying it would make you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. For me, I'm like, I'm either, you know, thinking about what's happening down under and like, and then like really not paying attention to anything happening up here. This is all, you know.
Well, just kiss it. Smack your forehead with it. Find something to do. Yeah. It's just, there you go.
I mean, I just feel like no one's really getting anything they need out of it. And it's just, and it's awkward. Oh, and someone's ass is in your face. Like, I'm just not, you know, I know some people are into that.
Yeah. If you don't want to do much because you're enjoying it, just motorboat the bag a little bit. That's what on the bag. That'll make any guy happy.
No, I've never tried that.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I motorboating like that. On the bag. The turnaround.
Yeah,
motorboat
the bag a little bit.
All right.
You know.
Yeah, but I don't blame her. She should try it once, but it is a bit of an overrated activity. And I can kind of get why somebody... I forgot all about 69 until you just said that. Like, I don't do it that often at all.
Oh, I see. There was only one guy I ever did it with that it was like a perfect fit. I'm like, wow, this all, like, we're just like the right height for each
Who's
other.
Who's this guy?
Some random dude I fucked once.
Was perfect 69 for you.
Yeah, I still think about it. It's like...
What?
Like, his dick curved just the right way and everything just fit together. Like, I was like, wow, I'd almost see you again if it wasn't for when you took off your... Or when you put your glasses... He put these glasses on. He was, like, real cute, and I met him in a club, and I took off, and he goes home. He's like, I can't see. I'm sorry. He puts on glasses, and his eyes were, like, these huge... I'm like, oh dear God. Look, it's down there. I don't look at that anymore. Jeez. Louise.
Isn't it weird how a random hookup sometimes...
Can have this thing that you remember. Like that. Yeah. Vinny, you keep raising your hand.
Well, I wanted to ask Jim, since we discussed some of the adventures he's been on, and he's definitely as still, you know, out there dating around.
Yeah.
Do you come across any ladies that want to peg you?
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh.
When I'm lucky, sure. You do find that it's not as common as you think. But there are women who want to do that. And then there's women who just are able to and don't even need a strap on. You know, they have dicks. I mean, so yeah, that works out really nicely too.
Wait a minute. So you've had the peg from someone with a strap on, but you've also had a peg from someone with a dick.
Oh yeah, but very infrequently though, because I have a very low pain tolerance. I mean, things in theory for me are really fun. Like, I'm like, that'd be so fucking hot. And then, like, literally, you know, a quarter inch into it, I'm like, I'm really bad.
Oh, we just saw a face.
I'm really a
buzz
kill.
I like that. The thing about pegging, though, is it does seem like it's harder work than I thought it would be. You know what I mean? Like,
So you've done it now?
No, but it does, you know, how when you're kind of bumping up against somebody, like, I get, like, men are almost, like, built to do that. And for chicks, it's like, Jesus, this is hard work, you know, or so I hear.
I can't imagine what it's like for a woman, though, because you're not like I've known a couple women who are into strap on, like really heavy. But I can't imagine what it's like because you're not feeling like it's an object. So you're not it's just, it's like pressing right. something but not getting any pleasure other than the feeling of the belt hitting your arm. Like, I don't think that'd be pleasurable.
Yeah, I wonder if there's like some kind of an extension that stimulates your clit or something. I don't know. There isn't on the one that I
have. Well, but it's also, there's. I'm sure part of it is just the turnabout role play, right? Whether or not you're getting off, it's hot to, or I assume they're seeing that it's kind of hot to be the one in power
position. Well, to look down at that, right. Yeah, right. That would be, I can see that being hot.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I think it is the mental aspect of it. Like one woman in particular who I used to know, loved it, and I think that was the mental aspect of it. She just liked the fact that it was really dirty and perverse, or as she saw it, perverse. So that was it. But it's probably always mental for a woman doing it to a guy. Sure.
Like a little bit dominating too, like that she's got that over.
Oh yeah, that's why I liked it. Yeah, yeah. I was very very much enjoyed it.
Not to I'm not. Never mind. It doesn't matter what I am.
Go ahead.
No, it doesn't matter what I am. Just ask the question, dummy. All right. So, do you prefer it on your back or you want to be on your tummy?
Great question. It depends. Honestly, it really depends on the moment. It depends on the moment. Sometimes you want to kiss. Sometimes you don't. And it depends how it's happening. But there's really no preference. It can be either way. But
you don't get shy if they're looking right at you in the eyeballs while they're doing you. You're not like, oh, God, I got to look away. This is very embarrassing.
Oh, no, I don't know. I'm like, let's both just address what's happening here. Like, yeah, like we, let's both bask in the shame.
Oh, that's, you must be fun, actually. You know, I think about you and sex way more than I probably should. Like one time, I remember you were saying something like, you were dating some girl and she was just like mean. And it was so hot for you. You're like, you fucking small dick and you suck at this. And you're all, yes, tell me more. And I think about that sometimes. Like that is, it's just so funny. Like most guys just want everything built up. Like, oh my God, you're the best I've ever had. And God, I can't even take your dick. It's so huge. And, but you're like, no, I suck at this.
Yeah. I like a little, it's like a little cuckolding. And that was, again, like it depends on the person doing it. Like if it's natural for them to talk that way and it's comfortable, then it's fun. If somebody is stretching, I don't want them to do it because then it's too, it doesn't feel like comfortable. Like I want someone to be comfortably dirty. And there's women that like to do that. And now any guy that needs themselves built up, you know what I mean? If I was fucking a girl and she was like, oh my God, it's the best I've ever had. I'd probably go, all right, you're full of shit. I wouldn't.
Really? I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tend towards that too. Like, all right, zip it.
It's like after a show. I want people to go, hey, I enjoyed you. That was a great show. But if somebody walked up to me and goes, oh my God, that was better than Carlin, I'd go, shut the fuck up. Get out. Leave.
I don't need this kind of bolstering.
Exactly. It's not true. Yeah, I like a realistic. I have realistic expectations.
Yeah. You know, what else should we talk about?
I mean, that really is good stuff. I mean, it's funny how people, when you talk about it, you realize that none of it's that taboo. But it's more the idea of people not wanting to address it or not wanting to talk about it.
Yeah, we're all a bunch of Quakers, you know. It's like,
I guess so, right? But I mean, out in San Francisco, they're pretty open. I mean, I would think more than a lot of.
Yeah, I'd say so too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I have a question for you, and this is a completely another subject.
Sure.
When we first met you, and when I first became aware of you, you were working as a third on the Opie and Anthony show. And that show was on Sirius. And that show broke apart very publicly broke apart. It was really strange to see that happening. And the whole time, there you were. And since then, you've actually taken over that spot or gotten your own spot as a morning guy. But I'm curious, as an entertainer, that must have been fucking hell to go through, right? Or were you just like, I don't care, I just came in every day and did what I had to do?
No, I mean, I hated going through it. Like, it did fall apart when Anthony got fired. Like, when he got, but I mean, I'm still there, but I didn't oust anybody. Like, I literally, they both just, Anthony got fired while the show was happening. Opie and I did the show for a couple of years. We just stopped getting along. We didn't feel like working together anymore. We just stopped liking each other. Aww. And when, it happened. I mean, and then he went to afternoons, and I stayed in the morning with a new guy, and he got people. And then he got fired for something unrelated, nothing to do with my and him not liking each other. But I mean, you know what I mean? So that's why I feel like I'm still there. But I didn't kind of take over the show. It was just
I wasn't trying to insinuate that at all. I feel like we're all creatures of habit, the people who do this in the morning and we get used to everything supposed to be where it's supposed to be, and that upheaval nationally and on a national scale must have been dramatic on a daily basis for a while there.
It is, and it's one of those things where I love what I'm doing now, I love my life now. But I mean, will I ever be a part of anything that's collectively funnier than the Opie and Anthony show? Probably not. I mean, but I had a decade of it. I mean, I had 10 years of being a part of this amazing, the guys that came through and would just spend hours on the air with us on a daily basis. I mean, it was an insane, mean, really funny radio show. So I'm very lucky I was a part of that for a decade.
And you're still having fun now? Or are you guys doing? I haven't.
Oh yeah,
I've heard you and Sam, but I haven't heard you recently. But you're still doing. You're having a good time.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's a fun gig. I mean, I get to see all my friends. Most comics don't see their friends, but once a year, I have guys coming through all the time. We have guests I like coming on, comedians coming in, hanging out, young comics. It's a fun gig, and it keeps you thinking about topical shit. You know how it is, because you gotta read the Daily Mail every day or the paper. Just so you have something to talk about. Right. So it kind of helps with stand-up, too. But I love it, man. I never want to stop broadcasting.
I'm actually
everybody does it
sad
now.
To hear. I know. Oh, my God. Everyone and their fucking mother has a podcast. It's crazy. I'm actually sad to hear that you and Opie just sort of grew apart. Because I remember maybe the second or third time you ever came on the show, you had Opie with you. And I think they had been suspended at that point, and he was just kind of like tagging along. And there he was, just kind of hanging out. I'm like, well, that guy, kind of a legend, just sitting there. And it was just because you guys were friends and just sort of were out doing your shows together.
Yeah, we were very close. I mean, I think that was 2003, because I came with him. He traveled to San Francisco with me and a few other places, because the show had been canceled, but they were still getting paid. So I remember I wasn't getting paid anymore, but CBS allowed me, or Infinity, whatever it was at the time, allowed me on their stations, because they're like, hey, Jim can go on and promote as long as he doesn't talk about it, you know. So, and then we get started again in 2004, but it's like a marriage. You know, when you're married to people, sometimes you just stop liking each other.
Yeah, get sick of it.
Every day creatively collaborating. I mean, a band can go on the road if they don't like each other. It's hard for them probably to do new records, but they can all show up in a separate tour bus, walk on stage, do the routine, go back to their bus, not have to see each other. When you're doing radio, you got to look at the person. You got to think together. You have to collaborate together. Oh, yeah. No, I know. You have to talk over each other. You have to. It's a way different collaboration than if I say collaboration again, by the way, kick me out of the Zoom room.
I like it. It's one of my favorite words.
I know, but I'm oversaying it. Saying it once would have been great, but nine times in the same fucking podcast. Shut up.
That's actually true. And it's funny because I think that, you know, it is a relationship that is, it's pretty intense. Like even in your marriage, like I probably talk to John 10% of the amount of time that I talk to Vinny. So there has to be, it is a collaboration. And while we've overused that word today, and it is the word of the day, I can see where it, you know, you just get to the end with someone, and that can happen.
Cause you're looking at each other too.
Yep.
It's really weird. Like in any other job, you can go to your cubicle and not have to see your coworker. When you're forced to talk, you're forced to, in a way, maintain eye contact. And if you look away,
and interact, it says something, right? Yes.
Interact. Yes.
Yeah.
And be on the same subject and have to listen to the, it's very difficult to do that. And I get why bands don't tour again, because people would say, would that show ever get back together? No, I don't ever see it for anything. I just, Anthony and I are still very close. He's one of my closest friends.
Oh,
I talk to him all the time. I talk to Anthony. Opie and I don't talk at all. That's how it is. I mean, that's life, and it's all, both of our choices. It's not like he's trying to get in my life. We both just went our separate
ways.
Not
for that guy, right?
Nah, and it's mutual. So when things are mutual, and you don't, it's a lot easier. You know what I mean? Because you both kind of feel the same way. And
someone
it's like,
is
yeah,
in
we're
all.
Both good with
oh,
this.
Oh no. What?
No.
You don't.
Well, and I'm glad to see that you're doing great, though. That's
really,
it's super cool that you've turned that into your continued radio career, and you're doing great. That's good.
Yeah, I like having a regular gig. I enjoy, again, I like the idea of just getting up and not knowing what it's going to be, which is my way of justifying why I don't do show prep. I like it to feel alive.
What's going on?
Yeah. But I do like that. I love radio because, again, podcasts are fun, but it's almost like when podcasters, when they think that they're like reinventing the wheel when they're doing an hour a week, it's like, man, 3 hours a day.
Yeah, try doing a slog. Live. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes it's just conversational and it's like, yeah, what are you going to do? It's 3 hours a day. Podcast, you can edit, you can go back, but yes. With live radio, you just can't do it, which
no,
I love.
It's out there. Right. And you stick your foot in your mouth a lot. It's actually, the best shows are when you're like, oops, I shouldn't have fucking said that. Hey, Jim. Yeah. So we're out of time because we're going to turn this around for 10 o'clock.
Okay.
It is always great to see you. You're one of our absolute favorites. And I'm sure we'll talk about this appearance as well. And pegging
and this is
love.
This is our podcast. If you're listening this week, if you hear this, Friday night, Saturday night, Cobbs, Jim is doing, did we find out, is it two shows or just the one each night?
Two Friday, two Saturday.
All right. Cobbs, so and that's the 25th and 26th. Love you too. Jim Norton, everybody.
The great Jim Norton, everyone.
See you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.